I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. After a last-minute appeal was rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court, 67-year-old Carlton Gary was executed last night at Georgia's state prison in Jackson. Known as the Stocking Strangler, Gary was convicted of raping and murdering three elderly women in the Columbus area back in 1977. Prosecutors say he actually attacked nine women, seven of whom died. Gary was the first person executed in Georgia this year. Jesse Randall Davidson, the Dalton High School teacher accused of firing a handgun in his classroom, has been released from jail on a $10,000 bond. However, he will remain in custody at a mental health facility for psychiatric evaluation and treatment. Davidson faces six charges in connection with the February 28th incident, including aggravated assault. A spokesperson for the Dalton Public Schools told the AJC that Davidson's contract to teach will not be renewed for next year. Georgia's highest court has ruled against Fiat Chrysler, which had appealed a $40 million verdict awarded to the family of a four-year-old boy who died in a Jeep fire. Remington Walden died in 2012 after the Jeep Cherokee he was riding in was hit from behind and burst into flames. The boy's parents argued that the company's rear-mounted fuel tank design showed reckless disregard for human life. The company said in an emailed statement that it is disappointed in the decision and is considering its legal options. A Columbus hospital says it wrongly disposed of an unknown number of documents containing patients' personal information. The Ledger Inquirer reports that in January, documents from St. Francis Hospital that should have been shredded were mistakenly sent to a landfill. In a release, the hospital says personal contact information, dates of birth, and social security numbers may have been listed in the documents. The hospital says the documents are buried deep in a secured landfill and they have no reason to believe the information has been compromised. St. Francis says it has retrained staff on the correct way to dispose of paper records. And Atlanta is one step closer to hosting a major soccer event. The city is among 23 that will be included in the bid by the United States, Mexico, and Canada to host the 2026 World Cup. Of the 23, soccer organization FIFA will select 16 as host sites for the tournament that will feature 48 teams for the first time in its history. The AJC reports that Atlanta would host games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, home of the Atlanta United. The venue can hold more than 72,000 people. And the Georgia State Panthers will be looking to pull off a big upset today as they take on the Cincinnati Bearcats in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Last time Georgia State was in the tourney was in 2015, and the team upset third-seeded Baylor in one of the more surprising wins that season. GSU's senior Jordan Session, who played in that tournament, says the team needs to enjoy the spotlight.
This is a great opportunity, man. A lot of people don't get to say they can play in the NCAA tournament. So just take advantage of this, enjoy it, have fun with it, and understand that you're representing the school in a great way.
15th-seeded Georgia State takes on 2nd-seeded Cincinnati this afternoon at 2 on TBS. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.